Things are going from bad to worse in South Asia. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India is still blockading Nepal because the former Hindu kingdom wants to be a secular nation. As a result, Nepal can barely get any food, fuel, or medicine. Vision Beyond Borders, Diane Romain.
They've gone from over 300 fuel trucks a day coming across the border to less than five. The UN is warning that this could affect about 3 million children. They could starve as a result of this blockade if there's a resolution soon.
Vision Beyond Borders Children's Ministry is still going, thanks to God's timing and provision. Romain says they really need prayer, both for physical safety and for spiritual victories.
The gospel needs to be proclaimed. People need to know Jesus, because if that happens, then situations are changed. Hearts are changed, lives are changed, and circumstances are also changed.
Speaking of change, a simple smile goes a long way toward transforming hearts at the Centro de Vida Pregnancy Care Center in Santa Cruz, Bolivia.
In that center, took very vibrant placards and went to the main street corners in Santa Cruz. The posters said things like, "I smile for life." And from those encounters, they got donations, they got lots of positive messages.
Melinda Delahoyd of Life International says there's more good news from the center.
Life International was asked by 22 young counselors and people working with Centro de Vida to come and train them.
Counselors are trained to understand that only Jesus is the answer to erase the grief and provide the healing that's being sought. Visit us online to get the details for Life International. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Set Free Ministries is offering the free booklet, Who I Am in Christ. It's a resource to help you understand what it is to be a child of God. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.